Welcome to today's podcast of Dr. Simone's Mindspace. I'm your host, clinical psychologist and researcher at Karolinska Institute, ClinTech and Division of Reproductive Health. Currently, I'm sitting in Switzerland with a beautiful view over a mountain at Royal Hotel Zurich in my isolation, chosen to be here due to my husband working in the ER with COVID-19 patients. So we're separated in two different places. Today we will talk about anxiety. And anxiety during a pandemic is something that probably most of us experience at one time or the other. And probably you wonder, like, is this person who's doing the podcast maybe experiencing this feeling of anxiety too? And yes, I do. It comes in waves and it comes in different styles. Worried about myself, but also worried about other people, including, of course, my husband, who is working with patients, with COVID-19 patients. And anxiety can express itself also with a sense of anger, when we feel angry that we cannot control something. And anxiety can also show itself in feelings of anger, frustration, fear, confusion, because our body is in a state of fight, flight, or freeze. In a state where our inner instincts are coming out much more than what we usually, when we have the ability to control our feelings. So anxiety is a normal thing to feel during a situation such as this global pandemic of COVID-19. And how can we deal with it? Well, first of all, we need to get to know that we feel anxious, because some people have out of the blue a feeling of panic and short of breath. Their heart is chasing and they don't know why. If we don't know why, we don't really know what to do. And then we become even more anxious. So there is a vicious circle of the idea of panic, anxiety, and stress. So today we will talk about abilities to deal with it, but also just in general talk about anxiety and some origins of anxiety. First of all, anxiety is a normal and healthy thing to do. It is important to feel anxious in order to survive. If a child wouldn't be anxious when the mother would leave him or her, then it probably would not survive. But if anxiety becomes a chronic thing, then it is more problematic. And so if you feel like your anxiety is overwhelming and it's suffocating your lifestyle, your friends, your family, especially your closest people you're surrounded with during the time of isolation or the time of lockdown where you're spending a lot of time with your family at home. And also during this time of the pandemic, when many of us have to stay home, the distractions we usually have to prevent our anxiety from overflowing, those distractions are not here at the moment. We can't meet our friends. We can't go out. We can't go to the movies. We can't go out for a run, maybe even in some places, depending on where you're currently at. So a lot of people have a lot of time to think about their anxiety too. And that, of course, can escalate your feeling of anxiety as well. So there are a couple of things we can do which are very effective in terms of dealing with anxiety. One of the most basic things to do is actually our breath. To follow our breath and take a deep breath in and a deep breath out, and follow those breaths very consciously in and out into the belly and in and out through the nose. It can be very soothing and very easy actually to reduce this signal of anxiety to the mind, like, hey, actually I'm kind of okay, instead of breathing very rapidly and just up in your chest. Other things can of course be exercise. One of the best counter effects of anxiety are actually going out, being active, or do yoga, or even if exercise is not very much in your interest, taking a walk or listen to music can be very helpful as well. Everyone, I'm sure, has one way or the other, they are like longing for this particular thing to do. And this particular thing you're longing for is usually something that can be very helpful. So try it out when you feel overwhelmed. But also, be curious. Be non-judgmental about this feeling of anxiety. And figure out, where does it come from? Why do I feel like this in this particular moment? And also be more generous and more understanding for people around that feel anxious. Because many of us may feel anxious about getting COVID-19, getting sick. But other people may feel very concerned about their economic future, their outlook of how life after the lockdown will look like. Will I still have a job? Will my husband, my wife still have a job? Will my children be able to find jobs in the future? What if I cannot go back to see my husband, who is in Sweden right now, and I'm here in Zurich? Will there be flights? Will the borders open again? How is he doing? Is he okay? Is he really okay? Or is he just okay on the phone, but actually not really okay? I don't really know. Is there food in the store? Is there a huge line? What if I cannot go back? And what if he cannot come here? What does it mean for our relationship? There are many what ifs, and these what ifs can cause a lot of anxiety. And therefore, it's important to sit down, take a breath, ask yourself about these what ifs, and be curious and non-judgmental to find out a way to deal with your anxiety. If these little recommendations and tips do not help, seek help from a professional. Talk to your doctor, to your psychotherapist, or to a friend who might be of help, to contact somebody who will be there for you. So I hope this has been a little bit of help and has helped you a little bit to reduce your anxiety or find ways to deal with your anxiety. I wish you a wonderful day. Be safe, and thank you for listening. Bye.